Testing. One, two. What happened to the dress rehearsal? Testing. It's one, two.
Rehearsal. Wait a minute. I'm drinking. You're just fucking bothering me, man. Soon we'll be buzzed.
Live.
Shake it,
live from the KingIver.com recording studio.
This is just a test. This isn't real. The real thing is going to happen. This is just a test. I mean, you might think this is real, but to me, I have it in my mind it's a test. I know it's real, but to me, it's still just a test, you know? Whether you're real or not, I'm not quite sure. I look at you, and sometimes you seem to be real, you know, temporarily. But then I look, then I think about it, and I think, you know, I don't see them when I turn my back and when I'm away from them. And so then I think, you know, was that just something I went through? And that was like an experience I had, and those people were sort of not, that was just energy, not people at all? Or, you know, or should I, you know?
Okay, so we're in pre-production here, right? This is like pre.
Unless it's already produced, then it would be pre.
Oh, damn! Then we'd be just copies.
We could be post.
Post.
Post-production.
Post-production
would be after we were produced.
Pre-production, post-production, and then it's all in the.
So think of it this way: piece of food is entering into your mouth. You're chewing on it. That's us now in pre-production. Later on, it'll be pooped out. That'll be you.
Oh man, I don't like that to think that way, man. You know, if you put it in a bigger, that sounds like very, very. That sounds like very junior high school mentality, man. I don't like, you know.
Perfect.
I think more. I mean, if you could expand on that, then what comes out is like fertilizer for something to grow.
Well, I didn't say there was anything wrong with that.
And maybe it's well, you know. I just, I would have thought of something.
As long as you chewed your corn
more civilized
properly.
And cultured, I would have thought of a different metaphor. Now, listen, this is Mr. Whispering Electrode and Leroy Montana, who, like, you know, is definitely, you know, not going to get famous this way. They like playing opera. They thought they had to help out.
And we're coming to you.
We're coming to you. Well, you
from thekingearthen.com. Treeford.
I was afraid he was going to say live.
Made of solid wood.
He was avoiding saying live because he knew that it would disturb me if he said live.
We're like, not live. We are quasi-comatose.
Wait a minute. We. I mean, right now it appears to me that you and I are live.
Oh!
But right now. But that's gone. That's already so dead.
Well, here's a question for you then. How long exactly?
Yes.
Before is turns to was.
Well, you know, like, how much time do you have to talk about it?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I have none at the present.
Okay, well, that's it. Well, that's I'll give the guy. Oh man, he won. That's it. All right. That's why Whispering Electrode Man is involved.
Or unevolved or something.
Oh, well, you know, I'm
just like a one-toed sloth.
He knows that kind of talk makes me nervous, you know. He's getting used to me getting nervous now.
On the edge,
kind of stuff,
I try to
push
him over the edge.
Well,
folks.
You know, because he gets, you know. He just,
see if we can drive him.
We all have our own personal reasons for doing what we do, you know.
Oh, it's a personal thing.
Well, you know.
I mean,
there's where do you hide? There's no place to hide, is there?
You can run, but you can't hide.
Well, I thought that Ron Reagan, the most popular president, when they made a vote, the most popular president ever, said that. He did say that, you know, when he was president. But he got it from, there was a movie with Marilyn Monroe and Robert Mitchum, and they were on this raft going, this wooden raft going down the river, and there was Indians chasing him. Wow, it was this Western, you know, and she was wearing, you know, she looked real pretty, and he looked real big-chested, manly, you know, like that was a World War II style, man. That was like, you know, these barrel chest guys, man. He said that they got to this town after some. They didn't like each other especially. They loved each other, but you know, they got to this town, and he said that to somebody. He was a really cool guy. He didn't, you know, he didn't scare, man. He didn't flinch. He didn't budge. He just talked like a real man, you know. Me, I flinch and budge all the time, man. I never stop flinching and budging.
I thought that was some sort of affliction or a twitch or something.
That's the name of the show. The flinch and budge. What is it? I forgot the name.
What do you call that when you keep saying dirty words all the time?
Oh, that's expletives.
Yeah, when it is that. What do you call that?
A bad mouth.
Was
I saying? Was I cursing? Was I using curse words just now?
No, I'm just trying to think of that.
I thought I was had it together.
Sickness is a sickness.
It's probably human birth, but you know that's.
Tourette's. It's Tourette's.
Tourette's?
Yeah, Tourette's syndrome.
I don't know about that. Do you like the poster?
Yeah, I love it. Love it.
Do you?
Well, except I would take away the crossing out of the government because I kind of think that that's me, and I would put a big heart there.
Cross out the heart?
No, I would have a big heart and take away the cross because we heart the government because... It is us.
You're right. That's Christian.
We should love ourselves. We shouldn't try to step ourselves out. I mean, that's the actual problem we got, isn't it? That people are trying to annihilate ourselves.
Yeah.
Look,
you see the guy over there on the left? Look, yeah. He's laughing. You see him laughing?
Yes.
Because he knows what you just said is true. He knows that, like, you know, first
he's
of all,
in the know.
It's impossible to get rid of it. If you get rid of it, it'll change. The only thing to do is put a big heart around it, but... he's just sort of like chuckling because the way it is right now, man, there is no government right now, to tell you the truth. You know, we think it's a government, but there's no government.
Has no heart.
It doesn't have, it doesn't, it's not being responsible to anybody. They're like a big business. This is what
conflict
I want to talk about.
Conflict of interest. You want to talk about conflict of interest, I think, because you have
it's
ethical dilemma.
It's not a conflict of interest.
Well,
I can understand conflict.
What do you
I've
mean?
Got a conflict of interest. Everybody does. You know, if they're honest with themselves, everybody has a conflict of interest. So, but what I wanted to talk about was like, you know, was like, the you know, what I wanted to talk about was like, what's going on in the present, you know, what's going on is like, you know, people are not behaving in a responsible fashion. They're instead of caring for the people that are on the same journey, at least alive at the same time, there's that word again, alive, you know, at the same time. They're taking way too much and doing too much damage. And that's the big general of it, you know. But like everybody wants to be that way because it's the model, it's the role model of what's happening right now. Well, man, you're like, you know, get as much as you can real fast and then you can chill and do something cool. You can, you know, either go to heaven
or don't they know it doesn't ever work out? When you get the fame, when you get the fortune, do you want to go down that path with me, with the money path? Because some people don't know it. They haven't thought down the money path. You want to take a little trip down the money path with me? Now, so let's suppose I gave you some money. How much money would you want?
Enough.
How much? Give me a number.
Enough.
Come on.
Not too much.
How, $1 billion?
A billion? No.
$10 billion.
Oh, listen, if you're... Okay, if you...
My number is $800 billion.
If you can give me $800 billion, I'll take $800 billion.
Okay. All right.
Okay, now tell me.
Now.
Does anybody have $800 billion?
Sure.
Who has $800 billion?
Sure, the government. You're stomping.
The government. They have $800 billion.
They owe trillions.
They have that much.
They owe that much.
No kidding. So the people that have little pulse on that kind of resource must be very powerful, huh?
Yeah.
I see.
Well, you would think. Now here's the question. Let's suppose I gave you $800 billion U.S. dollars.
What can I do with that?
Well, what do you think would become one of your biggest concerns overnight?
Nobody would steal it.
That would be one.
What to do with it?
And how about the actual value of the money itself?
What do you mean?
What is the value of that money dependent on? The U.S. dollar.
What's it depending on?
It's dependent on your government. If your government isn't strong and isn't there, your dollars are going to be worthless, and you're not going to have $800 billion. You'll have like 8 shillings.
You mean the idea of government, not the people that are in the government now, because I don't think that they're okay. I think they're not okay.
Well, if you had $800 billion, you would try to make sure that they were okay enough to keep your $800 billion worth at least $800 billion.
Well, I feel that way. I feel they take money from lots of people, and they do things with it that they wouldn't do. Those people wouldn't do. You know, I think that's what I was talking about. They're not being responsible, you know, people in the government, people in business, because I think it's business that's like actually controlling what the government, how they act. That's what I think is going on.
Well, see, but these terms in general I am having trouble with. Government and business, because both of these are public things. Both of these are you and me. So you got to keep pointing your finger at me.
Okay, I agree.
I have a problem with me and my way we do business in this community that
yeah.
we live in.
Yeah, I agree. I have a problem with me and also my reflection, because I don't even know if you're real or if the business is real or if the government's real, but it seems to be a reflection of what's going on, and it's not adjusted well. It's not taking care of people. It's not taking care of poor people. It's not taking care of sick people. And there's so much that all those...
Right. And what do you think it all comes down to, from what I can gather at least?
I think they
personal
don't know.
Responsibility.
Well, they don't know any better, I think.
Well, that's what I mean. You've got to have at least enough response. That's what happens when you go from high school to college. All of a sudden, you're out there on your
yes.
own.
Yes.
And you know what? You got to get up and go to class in the morning because mommy's not there and to say, oh,
well,
oh, come on now. Here's some bacon and eggs and make sure you wash between your ears and go on now, Billy. You got to actually do stuff. You got to be responsible.
Oh, well, you know.
And some people make it through that responsibility thing and some don't.
But how many
people you know that are taking responsibility for themselves.
People want to. They don't have. They don't have as good. Here's the thing. I think that probably people don't have as the information that's good as the information you have. And so what they have to do. I mean, okay. So if they don't have good information and you do, then how are you going to tell them if they can't hear? You know, what language are you going to speak to them in? You know, because I agree. You know, like I agree. People. You know, actually, what do people here? Let's start at a more basic place. Here's a very more basic place. Who would choose suffering over happiness? Nobody. You know, you think about that. Who would choose to suffer? Nobody. Nobody would choose suffering over happiness. Not one person. Not somebody you don't like. Not, you know, not a bug. Nobody would choose to suffer. Whatever that means to them. You know, nobody. So that's a real basic place to start. So here's everybody, you know, who wouldn't choose suffering. And all I see is people that aren't, you know, what's going on is so uncool. You know, that's what we were talking about. You know, we were talking about people not being responsible with their lives and therefore not being responsible with the people that they're sharing space with. If we are sharing space with people, and even if we're not sharing space with people, then we're not being faithful to the idea of these people being in our lives. Here I am being dishonest with somebody who's not even in my life. Well, who's on me? They're not. I'm experiencing dishonesty because I'm being dishonest. You know, it's like there's the problem. You know, there's the problem. And it's like, okay, how do you wake up from something, a situation like that, when you don't have a clue, when you don't even know that you're like that? How do you? Then what do you do? What do you do? How can a person like a Swiss Spring Electrode or Leroy Montana, how can those people get to the minds of people to say, listen, you know...
We can penetrate the mind with our supernatural batteries. We can try to bore into their ear like some sort of beetle and right into their brain.
I hate this. This is terrible. It's got to be better than that. Like, you know, it's more level. You know,
well,
you're watching too many cartoons with being electrode.
Well, we could just make it simpler for them.
Yeah, simpler. That's better. But boring things into your ear doesn't appeal to me. I don't want that shit, man.
Come on. It's kind of fun to watch.
I can't believe it. That's it. That's the end of the show, man. He promised he would no expletive, you know, no expletive, and he did, man. That's it. Okay, that's one strike. How many strikes does it get? I don't know.